From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Gerard Rod Coppola.
Joseph Albert Corvette.
John J. Corcoran III.
And my uncle, Captain William Francis Brooke Jr.
And my father, Jesus Naftali Cabezas.
Today again, we are a city that mourns. We come here to honor those that we lost and to remember this day with sorrow. But we also remember with pride. And from that comes our resolve to go forward.
I will soon submit to Congress a request for $87 billion. The request will cover ongoing military and intelligence operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, which we expect will cost $66 billion over the next year.
We're going to ask the American taxpayer to keep coughing up money for this quagmire that we are in now in Iraq. This may not be Vietnam, but boy, it sure smells like it. And every time I see these bills coming down for the money, it's costing like Vietnam too.
The meeting with the five permanent members of the Security Council today enabled us to conduct a thorough review of the main issues of Iraq and to do so in a constructive atmosphere.
What we are all committed to, as the Secretary General said, is to put authority back into the hands of the Iraqi people for their own destiny, for their own future, as fast as is possible, but do it in a responsible way.
We are committed to the roadmap, and we hope that the quartet has to move quickly to protect the peace and to implement the roadmap.
The blame, in fact, the entire blame for the current crisis that has been created, lies at the doorstep of Yasser Arafat.
Let me say to Governor Dean, he has said he wouldn't take sides, but then he has said Israel ought to get out of the West Bank and an enormous number of their settlements ought to be broken down. That's up to the parties in their negotiations, not for us to tell them.
My position on Israel is exactly the same as Bill Clinton's. I want to be
Excuse me, Joe,
I didn't interrupt you, and I appreciate you didn't interrupt me. I think America needs to be an honest broker. We desperately need peace in the Middle East.